Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
In modern times, fluorine is used in many compounds, from Teflon to pharmaceuticals to refrigerants like fluorohydrocarbons. But fluorine is actually the most reactive of all the elements. It does not occur freely in nature. And those early chemists who died trying to isolate fluorine are remembered as the fluorine martyrs. It's no wonder then that when chemist Dr. Michael Gerken talks about his research with fluorine, he calls it extreme chemistry. His lab at the University of Lethbridge is specially equipped to protect him from explosions and other health hazards when making his new fluorine compounds.
Recently we actually prepared a new compound, an iodine compound. Iodine in the center and then two oxygen atoms around and three fluorine atoms around. The compounds that I make are structurally very simple. So not like organic compounds where you have chains of carbon atoms. So I'm just looking at these structurally simple compounds to find out what kind of geometry they will adopt is very interesting.
Dr. Gerken is using his new fluorine compounds to understand why there are exceptions to the Vesper model of how bonding occurs in atoms and molecules. Thanks today to the University of Lethbridge. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.